Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
What a cooler. Bam, bam, bam. Water cooler.
Hey, welcome to Water Cooler, episode number 347, also known as 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 69 plus 2.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. I think that's correct.
It's a little anticlimactic, but I love it.
Thank you so much to everybody for joining us today, for subscribing to this podcast. Or is it follow? I guess it's, is it?
I don't know.
Is that the new terminology now?
Certain platforms, you can just like a podcast, and that means you're following it.
Okay.
I don't know. Because
I think Apple's like, oh, follow the podcast now. I don't know if it's
well, because
subscribe. Yeah, it's yeah. Thank they.
It is follow on Apple because they did that when they changed over to subscription for with money. So that's how you subscribe to a show.
There we go. See?
So you could subscribe to our Patreon, but you follow the main show.
Correct.
All right. Well, thanks for the follow.
Yeah,
it's like one. That's like an old school tweet. Remember, you used to do that. Or thanks for the friendship.
Thanks for the follow back. Yeah,
or whatever on MySpace. Oh, you know how the show goes. All right, Chris Loxamana, kick it with my cruel digital buds and Matt with me today. Gary Smith,
sup.
Whoo,
fucking pumped.
Dang, dude, brought the heat. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's see if we can get a good follow up here. Also in the studio, Mike Dawson.
Fuck yeah, dude! Yeah. Fuck yeah!
There you go. That works.
I got you, bro.
That totally
Gary's
works.
Bringing the heat again. One man show.
Love it.
And all the way in Austin, Texas, Matt Fondelier.
Hey, brother.
Hey, Matt.
Can someone bring the heat down on the wall over there?
Oh yeah, I'll turn the AC on.
Here, I'll vamp for you. I'll vamp for you. I got to be honest with you, Chris. I've heard two things in the last 10 minutes that have me just extremely excited.
Oh, and in the last 10 minutes, I was there for this.
You were there for this.
Okay,
and I will say that both
I
of
might
them
have been there for this.
Matt was there for this too. Both of them have to do with our good friend Matt Fondelier over there.
Oh, so I was definitely there.
You were definitely there for this. The first one was when Matt told me that he has a game for us to play, but in order for us to play it to its fullest potential, he needs to be able to share a spreadsheet with the audience. Now, if there's anything that I know, it's that a great game starts with a spreadsheet. And then
yes.
The second thing that
magic
I heard
words, yeah.
is that the game is baked into Matt's food segment. So we have a spreadsheet, a game, and a food segment are all going to have a demon
one.
Baby.
Yeah.
And we get
I
to
tease
see it.
I teased it on the Patreon show. I've been workshopping it over the weekend. I tried to see if it would actually be playable.
Did you play it with your neighbor with the van?
Cheese ball.
Did you play it with your neighbor with the van?
I have not spoken to her. Mm-hmm. I did play with my wife, and you know, try.
So when you say you workshopped it, instead of getting, you know, most things when you workshop it, maybe get a focus group, get people from all over, see what
sure.
they think, give their
a lot
opinions.
Of different, lot of different types of people, a lot of different sensibilities.
Yeah.
You know, get a wide range.
Matt. Played at home with his wife.
Yeah, it's a sample group of people who will live with me.
And likes anything
well,
I do.
Here's the deal. I don't know if you guys have ever tried to come up with a game before, but you have to come up with rules. That's really what makes it a game, is there are rules. And
as the founder of the Hunger Dome, I'm fully aware.
How dare you?
You're getting the hang of this, right? So the problem with the cheese ball was I had a bunch of rules, but I never shared them with anybody.
Yeah,
I just tried to play it with you guys,
that showed.
And it very quickly fell
so
apart.
So what you're
we
saying is the difference is this time you made a spreadsheet of why this game is not going to work.
Probably.
Okay.
No, what happened was I came up with all the rules. I explained all the rules, and my wife looked at me with a very confused look on her face, and I said, let's just try it. Let's just try it. And she proceeded to try to destroy the game at every potential chance, like really try to push its boundaries. And because she did that, because I know that's what you guys would try to do, I realized this was very valuable.
Yeah.
So,
that's funny. That's funny.
I'm sorry, who did this?
I don't think that's fair or called for.
But who?
Guy on the computer screen? How dare you?
Yeah. So, well, it's similar because when he brought in the cheese ball, the audience destroyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's correct. Yeah. I think the comments the following week were really what did in the cheese ball.
Yeah. And then Matt's spirit was destroyed.
Yeah. Matt was feeling it.
I tried to keep it alive after
a lot of talking
week of
Matt
comments.
Down off that ledge after yeah. that first day. All right. Well, look. No better tease than that. I'm really excited.
That's pretty good.
Speaking of a bunch of things rolled into one and food, I just came back from Salt Lake City
over
the weekend. By the way.
The land of milk and honey.
Did you see the arch?
Actually, it is.
First off, guys, we got a big old audience in Salt Lake City, I must say.
Damn.
Yeah.
The water cooler?
The water cooler.
Who else would I be talking about, man? Of course. Yeah, we did the live shows with the Corolla show, and a lot of people coming up to me barking. They really love the new Patreon segment, Sword and Scales.
That's pretty impressive.
Killer.
Because that was like 20 hours after yeah. that went live that you were in
exactly.
Salt Lake City. So that means these are like day of appointment listeners.
People brought me Adam's new book and asked me to sign it. Not even Adam.
Mm.
Which
makes a lot of sense.
But it didn't make much sense. Yeah.
I warned.
I said, look, this shall devalue your book.
I've never been mocked more in my entire life than when a fan did that to me in front of my two college best friends in New York City. And they thought that they've been telling that story for
Signed
12
Adam's
years.
Book?
Yes. Oh, look at Gary. He's famous. Like they have been dining out on that story.
Yeah.
You know these people, Matt. They're ruthless.
Yeah.
Yep.
So big old – everyone's like, come out to Salt Lake City. Do your live show here. Forget Vegas. Come out here.
Now, Vegas to Utah.
It's really different.
We're really flipping the script.
I mean, it's the same nightlife, but
– What are the casinos
I just got
like
whiplash.
In Salt Lake City?
I don't know, Doss. I was in Salt Lake City last year, and I walked home through like the heart of the city. The nightlife
– Yes, obviously. It's a
– It's very different.
Not. Yeah,
it's very.
Gary and I
although the people who party in Salt Lake City are some of the greatest partiers you would ever meet.
We've talked about it before, and I'm not saying everyone in Salt Lake City is Mormon, but a lot of them are. And
when the Mormons go hard the other way, they go hard.
Bad Mormons.
Oh yeah, real fun.
Yeah. Wow.
Lots of experience.
You get wind at a bar that a dude taking shots is Mormon. You grab onto his elbow and just ride the ride.
I went to a bar. And on Saturday night after the show, it's just I know it's only an hour time difference, but after these live shows and running around and my brain is going 100 miles an hour the entire night because I'm trying to coordinate and do all these things and kind of winding down is tough.
Yeah.
Right? Just coming off of people who work night jobs, like when I was a server and I would work at restaurants, it was kind of the same thing. Like getting home, I wouldn't even be tired because my brain is still just it has just been calculating this entire night. So so I like to have a little drink at the end of the night, a nightcap.
Sure.
And it's kind of hard to find booze in Salt Lake City late at night, but luckily there was a sports bar right next to the hotel, and it closed at 1 a.m. And I got back to my room at 12:10 a.m.
Right.
After the shows, and I thought, okay, I'm just gonna walk over there, have myself a Jameson Rocks or three, and then fall asleep.
Shut down the old noggin
because I got to wake up in 6 hours anyway, and I need to knock out. And so I go, and this is one of the sports bars where it kind of turns into a college club at night.
Yeah.
So just lights everywhere, flashing music just going up. All the TVs are just like they look like just a weird screensaver.
Yeah.
That TJ's just put on, and no matter what music you're playing, it goes with the music just because it's just all these weird graphics and colors that just look like
the Apple visualizer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Just like
exactly
that.
Right.
And if you were on mushrooms, I'm sure it would be a lot of fun to look at that. So I'm sitting there, and I just go the whole bar. It's one of those bars that's just a circle in the middle of the room, and everyone's just dancing around. But the bar top is completely empty, and I go sit at the bar top. I order myself a Jameson Rocks, the guy hands it to me, and I just sit there. And then it kind of felt like – you've seen those music videos where there's just a guy just sitting still, and then everything else is fast motion, just going around him, and
sure.
things are going.
Classic.
People are sitting next to him.
Most of those shots are oddly taken at bars.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that happened to me, right? And it was just such a weird – and then all of a sudden, about like 20 minutes in – everybody is just sitting next to me on top, like they're leading on top of me to talk to each other. And but it's a circle bar, and only about 10% of this bar is covered, and that's the part that I sat on. And there's probably 20 people.
It's a weird phenomenon.
It was weird. I was just like, I was sitting here alone, and I'm not saying
that. You get the party started wherever you go.
Question for you,
everyone,
Chris.
Everyone knows this.
Yeah.
When your Jameson Rocks hits the bar in front of you, how long do you stare at it and absorb it through your eyes before you take that first drink?
I do that the entire time I'm drinking it. To be honest, I take it
before the first drink.
Let's see. I'm going to reenact it because there is an answer to this, and yeah. I do that. So here. Hands it to me. Probably 10 seconds because then now okay. I'll take the sip. Yeah, mm-hmm. 10 seconds. But then I put it down, and before I take the next one, I look at it again, and I think about it, and I think – and I kind of just – because the music's so loud, but I'm kind of in a happy place, and I'm kind of just –
I've been known to reach 3 minutes. I'll stare at a glass of whiskey for 3 minutes. Just stare at
wow.
it.
Wow.
Yeah. That was a weird night when you and I went out because I was talking to you the whole time. You were not responding.
If you're drinking a Guinness, I guess I get that. You need to let the foam form. You're not supposed to drink it right away. But
yeah, but decompressing from a night like Chris is talking about.
Exactly.
It's unwinding. Like you're finally there. It's like, okay.
It's all part of it.
Let me just gather myself for a fucking second and Dawson try to get back to normal.
Dawson is exactly right. I would say the one variable is what Chris was talking about, which is he knew exactly how many minutes there were before that bar closed.
Ooh.
So I don't know if I can sacrifice 3 minutes if I have 41 of them. You know? I just – that's a high percentage.
You still put those –
You're talking about 8% of your time, you know?
Yeah.
Well, everyone there was kind of – was dressed really nicely too, and I was looking around, and then a guy sits next to me, introduced himself. We talked for a little bit. He says they just came back from a wedding.
Did he know who you were?
No.
He just said –
I mean, probably.
Hey, what's up, dude?
You mean like the whole bar came back from a wedding?
Yeah. Oh, so that all these people around me were one big wedding party, right?
Nice.
Yeah. And so they all knew each other. And they thought – I knew somebody else that they knew. So they were like including me and stuff.
Oh, okay.
And then eventually someone's like, who do you know? I'm like, I know nobody here, man.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just a guy.
Yeah,
man.
I'm wearing a t-shirt. Like, what are you talking about?
Leave me alone. I just got off work.
Yeah. And then at the about 10 minutes before last call, this extremely drunk girl sits next to me.
Mm. Careful.
Why?
I don't know. Where's the story going?
Tell the story.
Okay. So she sits next to me, and she's obviously very drunk, and I can't tell what she's saying to me. Like, it's just kind of slurred speech. Like, well, and like she like, and then she looks all upset, and I'm like, you okay? She's like, just because girls notice you.
Ooh. Wow, dude. Yeah.
But they don't notice me. And I'm like, okay. I'm sure. You seem like a very nice person. She's like, yeah, nobody notices me.
Wow, that's
and then she
sad.
Gets to the
now,
bartender.
Dark.
No, and no, she's getting, she's now. Going all dark right. place. And then she goes to the bartender. She's like,
"Wow,
okay, I'm on my this third Jameson wedding. At this point." It's like shots of Jameson right here.
I like her.
No. First, she orders two it's doubles. Excuse me. She's now. Like two doubles Jameson, one for me, one for him, and mine is full. And I'm kind of looking at the bartender and just shaking my head like, no, I'm good. And the bartender looks at her and goes, first off, we don't do doubles in Utah." Right? None of these people
wow.
are from. So yeah. Oh, yeah, Matt, I don't know if you heard, but
I was completely unaware of this.
You got to change the game now, huh?
Yeah, this was why I was talking about.
Make a new spreadsheet.
I do need some to delete the Utah rules that were factored into this.
Yeah, so, like, dude, every bar, it's law. Their bottles, they have these electronic.
Governors.
Yeah, these electronic spouts.
Dispensers.
That when you pour, it measures exactly an ounce and a half, and then it cuts it right there.
Yeah, it's an awful thing.
Every time you pour. And they're actually they say you can only free pour, which is what we do in California, which we take for granted, by the way, the free pour.
Yeah.
Like, I get bummed when they bring out the jigger, but so the free pour is only allowed at private events in Salt Lake City. And so
wild.
Everything else has to go through the electronic spout.
So this has been why we will not be moving from Las Vegas.
Yeah. But the guy's like, I can't. Sorry, SLC.
But all those people who are in Salt Lake could get to Vegas pretty easily.
I know.
That's true. So the bartender looks at her and he's like, I can't do two doubles. I give you four shots. Like, that's okay. I'm like, that sounds worse than two doubles.
That's
I'll give you four shots. So you're going to give me four things of warm booze that...
Oh, that's great, though.
And he puts it in front of us.
Did you ask for a glass with ice?
And then I'm like, you know, I got all my James in here. I shouldn't be doing this. And she's like, fine, I'll drink them all.
Oh, no. This is your fault now, Chris.
I like this girl now.
I know. God.
That's a tough position.
Yes.
Because if she is really that drunk, it might be dangerous for you to allow her to do that.
I know.
The only way you're going to stop her is by taking two of them yourself.
But she has friends all behind her, right? And there's a huge crowd around us. And I'm in this wedding party now. So I go, hey, how about this? Why don't you pass those back? Just passing behind you. You got all your friends here. Let's party. You guys are partying. Let's go. And she's like, yeah, okay. So she takes one and she goes, she starts to turn backwards and then just takes it. She just shoots it. and I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then does that with the second one. And then her friend walks up and she's like, hey, are you okay? Are you ready to go? And she sees like the two shots there. And I go, yeah, she got you a shot. Hey, you should have a shot. Have one. These are for you. To her friend who is a lot less drunk. And her friend goes, oh, okay. So she's like, yeah, these are for you. So she takes that third shot, brings it to her friend, and then pulls it away and shoots it herself. And now I'm like, okay, this is starting to get amazing. She obviously has friends. They're going to take her. They're all going to an after party at someone's house afterwards. I'm like, okay. She's going to puke either way.
Yeah.
It's like, this is...
Well, the only question is, did she puke on you?
No.
Okay.
And then she grabs the fourth shot.
Four warm shots of Jameson in a row.
And I'm just like, she's holding it. She's looking at me. And I look at her and it's like, just pass it back. Just pass it back.
Now you've challenged her.
I'm curious. I'll be honest. Yeah. I'm curious. This is pretty wild. She's already – and she's just shooting like warm Jameson like it's nothing.
Yeah, good girl.
And she's holding it and she's looking at me and she's like, pass it back. I'm looking at her. Just pass it back. Just pass it behind you. Don't drink it. Just pass it back. Without breaking eye contact, down the hatch.
Yeah.
And then she gets up. Goes off to her friends, and the bartender looks at me and just goes, you're a good man. You're a good man. You're a good man.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a fun night.
That's a wild incredible. Night in SLC.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, I mean, yeah, it was just
not breaking eye contact with you for the last one.
It was
like,
a challenge. Yeah, I lost. Yeah. We battled and I lost.
Wow.
But I was just looking out for her. I just don't want people to throw up. Like,
right.
It's going to happen.
But
now,
there
right?
are some people that take that as a challenge, and now she had to prove it to you.
Yeah. Oh, and this is the best part. I forgot to tell you. So after she takes it, bartender hands her check, and she's like, "I'm part of the wedding party." That's a sheer response. A part of the wedding party. And he's like, so?
She thought they had a tab going or something?
Yeah.
I love this girl.
Yeah, I know, Dawson.
Oh, man.
I know, misconnections. But yeah, it was it. And then that's I just drank my drink. I walked back and I thought, what a weird night.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
What a weird night.
It's a weird environment to come into at... like so late at night.
Yeah, I'm looking to unwind.
You've been working. You're sober, and you're walking into a room where there is guaranteed no one else but the employees who are sober.
Yeah,
it's yeah.
Yeah, I was looking to unwind, but either way, fun night. And SLC. I mean, there's an audience in Vegas for us guys. SLC is just right there.
It's right there.
Yeah,
it doesn't like Vegas. Come
it's
on,
right there. So there we go. All right, you guys gonna do some comments?
Let's do it.
Yeah. It's time for
comments. All right. Once again, these are all comments found on our Facebook group. And if anybody is listening to this and is not a part of our Facebook group, I highly suggest you join. It's super fun. It's easy. You just go to facebook.com/groups/BoBoBoyArmyWorldwideLLC. Answer a few questions. We might let you in.
Probably.
Yeah. And it's a fun place. My favorite place on the internet. Everyone's super cool there. And we like to check out what everyone is writing. And this first comment, this is from listener Astrid Fernandez.
What's up?
What's up, Astrid?
Astrid posted a post, I guess, and she says, "I am a half Spaniard."
Mm. Okay.
Okay, and I'll preface this with this. We talked about this on Patreon. Matt talked about cooking
some hot
ribs.
Paella talk.
Oh, I forgot.
And then we talked about paella.
Yeah.
And
this
and then,
is rice. Kayla is just convinced that it's a garbage can of rice.
Yeah, and then we started discussing which is more difficult to cook, paella versus ribs.
Then we created a poll.
Yeah, and Matt, because Matt cooked ribs and they didn't go as great as he wanted them to, trying to cook ribs under an hour. You got to listen to that episode.
Patreon.com/watercooler.
It was pretty epic. Well, anyway, so Astrid says, "I'm half Spaniard, so Matt's trash can lid comparison to a paella pan had me a bit bothered."
Everyone's going to have something they were bothered by in that train wreck.
But the ribs to paella difficulty comparison topped it off. Let's just say I've made ribs many more times than I've attempted to make paella on my own. So, and then, yeah, and then she shared some pictures of paella, and she says she wants to hear a follow-up once Kaylin tries it. Well, yes. Matt, Dawson cooked ribs the other day, and he had a pretty good result.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, well, I cooked them last night.
I'm curious to hear on our next Patreon show the results of that poll. There was a clear front runner, but I don't know which it was.
Yeah.
But,
We know what it is.
We know what it is.
Matt, I'll be honest with you. I looked at that poll another time during the show, and it had skewed to like 93% to 7%. And that person changed their mind by the end of the show, and it was back to 100%.
Wow.
Well, it's still a coin toss in my mind, so I guess I'll be surprised.
Well, I haven't checked it since. So
it's our food segment guy, everybody.
Yeah, it's been 6 days. I haven't checked it since, so who knows what's happened.
But listen to this, sure. Matt. Doss, how'd you cook your ribs last night?
I cooked a rack of ribs in an air fryer in 14 minutes, and they were fucking awesome.
Really? From raw?
Yeah. Completely thawed, raw, 14 minutes.
So what'd you have to do? Dice them up into like sets of three and stack them?
No, what I did was, so Costco right now, you for $23, I got four racks of baby back ribs that are like 3 foot long racks.
That's a business center, Costco.
Yeah.
Okay.
They still got the same price there, probably, but yeah, it's the business center. And, so I had to chop them up and rebag them and put them in, you know, serving size portions.
Individual ribs?
No.
No, racks. Chop them up. Racks.
You said you had to chop them up.
No, chop them up into nice, manageable slabs.
Okay, like three or four bones.
Yeah, no, like six or seven or eight.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know your finger measurements.
Do six or seven or eight fit in your air fryer, or do you have to then chop those into smaller?
They will fit in the air fryer, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Air fryer size and big, think like regular plastic bag size, you know, storage bag size.
Yeah.
That kind of
like,
stack of
like
ribs.
Four of Dawson's fingers. Oh, shit, you did on his finger sizes. I forgot.
Damn. Yeah. So then, dude, fucking a couple of them I put on this rib rub that was in the cupboard for a few years. Somebody gave it to me for free, some buddy's rib rub. So I put some rib rub on a couple of them.
Was that Rob's rib rub?
No, it was like Billy's rib rub.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I wish it was Rob's, yeah.
And then the other ones, I just put some garlic powder, salt, pepper, and a little cayenne pepper on, and those are the best.
Yeah.
And then put them in an air fryer.
Not a lot of
rack.
Riffraff with your rib rub.
Fucking, I remember you said 350, so I'm like, all right, dude, I'll just cook it at 350 and see what happens. And then...
You just winged it off of somebody who failed?
Yeah, well, I mean, he said 350. that 350 sounds like probably the most reasonable thing that he did. You know, so I did that, and then I just, you know, put it in for 10 minutes, and then checked it, and then, you know, look, you give it a good eye, like, yeah, I don't know, man, it can't be done, can't be done yet.
No way.
You don't want to cut into it because, you know, I'm like, oh, I'll do four more minutes and see what happens. And then I took out, I did one rack of five and like two racks of two. I took out one of the two racks and I just cut it down the middle and fucking, yep,
Boom.
That shit's done.
Cooked.
And because of the air fryer, it kept all the fucking juice inside. So you got to fucking let them sit for a while. I should have let them sit longer, but still they were good. But they're nowhere in comparison to what slow smoked ribs would be.
Yeah. Now, there is.
They were good.
Yeah. So do you guys.
In 14 minutes.
I have an air fryer.
I did. It.
It's. I want to try one. I have an air fryer. It's quite large. These things are no joke on your countertop. They take a lot of real estate, and it's kind of up there. It feels as if it's up there with what the Instapot was a couple years ago, all the way to like all these contraptions that we would have in our kitchen that would just rotate right there, the new fad, and then they just kind of fade off. The George Foreman grill, the set it and forget it rotisserie, things like that. Like just all these new appliances that are supposed to change cooking. People use it for a couple years, and then they just fade off into obscurity.
Mm-hmm.
The air fryer feels like it – oh, you hit it.
Oh, my goodness!
The air fryer, it feels like one of those contraptions. I'm just going to – look, I have it. We're going to use it for a couple years. Maybe find out it's bad for us, which I don't think we will. But and people are just going to find their new thing, and then air fryers are just going to be fill thrift stores all across America. I'm not getting that with this. I love it.
The air fryer?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. And well, if it kind of feels dirty how much I like it, how much I use it, but I'm a big old fan of the air fryer.
The air fryer is great. I've talked before about my dual zone one that I have where you can cook two different – you have two baskets saucing, right? And then you can set one for this is going to be the fish or the chicken nuggets This one for french fries. And then you push a button in the middle and it'll make them finish at the same time.
Yeah, I was just going to say that I think the air fryer is going to eventually replace a gas oven.
Oh.
Well, they've already.
A fucking house. And if they're already doing that, what's to stop them from making fucking six zones?
Well, here's the other thing.
You know, they could have some big carriages.
Here's the reason they may not replace a gas oven is they've already made ovens. The current like high-end ovens have air fryers built into them.
So well, there you,
can,
you go.
You can use it as the whole oven is an air fryer.
You got to get a new oven. Because I've cooked – when I cook chicken in there, it's better than I can get it anywhere else. It's like, wow, this is actually still quite juicy, and it's perfect. It's perfectly cooked. I do salmon in there. It's a wonderful device.
My kid eats a lot of, kid stuff, dino nuggets and, like, french fries and stuff like that. You can do french fries in there better than anything else that you can do.
And it's not like a microwave, where microwaves feel that's the dirtiest, right? It's just like, okay, I'm just going to heat this up and throw a bunch of nuclear or radiation into this and then eat it that way. And it all
almost
it never,
none of that is true except for heat this up.
Dude,
I'm not putting radiation in your food.
Dude, I know a guy who ate a pancake one time, became a superhero, just got all these crazy powers, man. And it's just – See, but you can't. But when you microwave things, it never comes out as good either, right? So it's just air fryer. Actually, the quality is nice.
Right now, microwaves for reheating shit. Yeah.
Matt, who famously did not own a microwave.
Mm.
Do you have?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you have an air fryer?
No, as evidenced by the fact that I destroyed a rack of ribs on a fucking gas grill.
Well, I wouldn't have
an air fryer.
I would have never thought to cook ribs on an air fryer myself,
yeah, that wouldn't occur to me either.
It only occurred to me because the night before I cooked a tri-tip in the air fryer, and it was the best goddamn tri-tip I ever fucking cooked.
There you go.
Wow. So.
All right. Well, yeah.
World of possibilities.
I'm a big old fan of the
air fryer. Like, fuck it, dude. I'm going to try ribs.
All right.
And then when ribs were $23 for fucking 4 3-foot-long racks.
Yeah. If you see that deal, it's not up to you to buy it anymore. It has to happen.
Yeah.
I went golf. I've been golfing a lot, Gary.
Yeah.
I got the bug, man. I got the bug.
Well, golf as much as you can.
All I want to do is go to the range.
Yeah.
All I want to do is go golfing with our friends.
Let's go play the 9-hole after work one day.
I'd love that.
I'm down.
Let's do it.
Oh yeah, Dawson too. Dawson plays.
That'd be fun. Dawson and I played there before. We could go over to Whitsitt, but we could go to the little one up by DeBell here that you and I have played at.
Yeah. Either way, I'm a big
I don't
big
think I played
fan.
One, did I?
You did. There's a nine-hole executive because that's where I discovered.
Right. That's when I discovered that the meaning of the word executive is not the same in many circles.
Correct. An executive course just means
you would
a
think
very
that the executive course would be green.
So
at least
I would say in the last
two
months.
Let's play. Yes.
In the last 2 months. I've been out probably, I played about five rounds.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow. Yeah. That is a lot.
So,
wow, that's
yeah, I know.
Good, dude.
Good for you.
And that is going the first 35 years of my life playing probably one round. So,
well, that is also with probably two weekends in the past 8 weeks that you've traveled with Adam. So you got to take that into account. You're really getting out there.
I'm finding ways to get out there.
Let's go play Friday.
Do I have a gig? I might have a gig Friday.
I can't. We're being trained on all the Black Magic cameras on Friday.
Anyway, but we
what is it you love about the game?
It's addicting, man. If you hit a good shot, you're roped in.
It only takes that one good shot.
It feels like a home run ball.
Yeah. You get one around and it'll bring you back.
Yeah. So I've been golfing a lot, and five rounds in the last couple months. I'm due for a hole in one any day now, and I'm sitting with my friends at the little cafe restaurant at one of the courses, and they're like
the 19th hole.
The 19th hole, yeah, it was, and they go, if you get a hole in one, you have to buy everybody a round of drinks. Like that's
some
rule.
Bullshit.
No, that's
not
a rule.
And not everyone in your foursome.
Everyone at the bar.
Everyone at that bar.
You, as the person who hit the hole in one,
yes,
have to buy a drink for everybody.
Yeah, that's the rule. That's them rules.
Shit.
You want to hear some real bullshit, Matt?
Go.
I have heard of certain private clubs,
yes,
where you just automatically you have a drink added for all 500 members of the club, whether they're there that day or not, and just they are entitled to a free drink the next time they come in because you have hit that hole in one. So it can cost
you're gonna
you
go bankrupt.
It can cost you $10,000 if you're like
a really
rich dude.
Good though. Yeah. You gotta be really good to go.
Or if you're gonna go bankrupt,
why are you not on the tour?
This is to stop people from lying about getting hole in one, right? That's exactly what that is. Because
well, certainly helps.
Well, now
you would definitely keep your mouth shut if you hit one. I don't want to do that. I'll keep the glory for my friends and family.
Well, so now you can see.
Yeah, I'll lie to them.
Yeah. So now you can see. You can see my concern because I'm due any second
coming
now,
up
to,
on
to be,
it
to be able to hit a hole in one. And
you should just stop playing now.
You want to hear the? You want to hear some more bullshit, Matt? Along with what Gary
said.
This
is what I live for, is hearing bullshit from you guys.
Oh, I got some bullshit. There are some clubs there are a few of them that actually offer hole-in-one insurance to where you have to pay every month, and then if you hit that hole-in-one, you don't have to buy everybody drinks, but you pay like a monthly insurance.
Well, let me flash you back.
People will get that, but it's like, fuck that,
that's a stupid tax.
Yeah, that's like buying lotto tickets.
That is a stupid tax.
Yeah,
I bet
a lot of them do it.
I'm sure they
because
do.
Because they have the money, and they're just like, fuck it. But if you have the money, why not just fucking hit the hole in one and take the fucking hit?
Well,
yeah, exactly. Because it's not really taking the hit because you're on such an adrenaline high from having accomplished something that's very hard to do.
Yeah.
That's exactly the day that you want someone to steal $8,000 from.
That's how you can tell someone's you know? A pussy, if they have hole in one insurance at their country club.
Are you more impressed by that? Like, imagine me, you, and Gary went out for golf, and I'm like, oh. Sorry,
right, cool. I'll just be home.
Hey guys, I'm gonna throw.
Matt,
I'm gonna throw
Matt,
a tent.
We're not going out to Austin.
You want
to
do
what
this?
You want to play this game?
How dare you shame us?
You got your golf from the golf kit.
You
want to
make me
can't
feel
do that over Zoom?
You know, I'm gonna throw the fucking golf club at you.
Then you want to have a computer to carry around in a plastic bag.
Anyway, let me get back to so Doss.
You know, I'm getting more beer. You talk about your fucking magical golf game while I go get beer.
Doss, imagine me, you, Gary,
so sad,
and Mike Altieri went out for golf, all right?
Altieri, sweet.
So we go up to the front. We pay our dues or whatever. And, then I go, it's the first. I got to pay my hole-in-one insurance.
Right.
You would think I'm pretty good.
No.
That I'm legitimately worried about it. My confidence is so high, and I'm legitimately worried.
But I mean, think about
getting a hole in one.
Think about what that insurance is every month. I mean, let's say at a high end place, 500 members, drinks like $10. You got to buy everybody a drink. It's $50,000, right?
I think that'd be $5,000. No.
Yeah.
Okay, $5,000. Let's say.
No, we're all getting Blue Label.
Okay. See, it just doesn't seem like what are the premiums? I want to know what the fucking premium you're paying is.
But here's the thing, Dawson. These are the kind of clubs where it's like probably six figures.
$100 a month, I'd say probably. That's what they pay. Go on.
pay for the insurance.
You yeah.
Yeah, that might be reasonable.
Oh, well.
But I mean, here's the, just like, I don't know. I'm not claiming to be good, but I have spent my entire life without a hole in one, never even really coming legitimately close.
If I get it on the green, I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah.
Right. We all are.
Yeah.
So it's like, do you really need like that insurance? Like,
I know.
I don't know. I just think it's a – I feel like I'd make fun of you.
I just aim to divot. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I hear you. All right. Anyway, let's keep going with the comments. But, yeah, let's play a little golf.
Let's do some water cooler golf.
Yeah.
Without Matt.
Maybe we'll mic ourselves up.
We can do that.
Yeah.
Well, we can do that.
All right. Stella George.
Stella
just wants to let us know that she's listening to us halfway across the globe. And I'm gonna pronounce these cities wrong, so I'm just gonna why don't you say these three words there. I know India, but what are the first two?
The Caddy, Kerala, and India.
Boom. Stella. Look at us, guys. We're international we're halfway across the world.
Yep. International.
Look at us.
Thank you, Stella.
Thanks, Stella. Appreciate you. Good to hear from you again. Scott Phillips. He says, hey, guys, Blind Scott here.
Remember? Oh, hey, yeah.
What's up, Blind Scott?
Blind
What's
Scott. Up, Blind Scott.
We're waving, but.
God damn it, Matt. Yes.
So,
he's got a sense of humor. He listens to our show. Come on. Good,
remember, Gary was asking how he can type emails and.
I was just curious.
Yeah, I'm sure we all were. Because, look, keyboards, you can tell where you're typing. You have those little dots right there on the F and the J, I believe, right?
Yep. And, I can check, but yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you can kind of tell where you're typing from there. But iPhones, no dots.
No dots.
No dots.
A little haptic feedback you can turn on, but that's not going to
help
you.
What, you don't know
what
you're pressing.
That's not going to help you that much.
So Blind Scott says, guys, I can type anything on my iPhone, but I prefer to use a full-size Bluetooth keyboard attached to it. So
interesting.
You have that. He says, I think everyone who reads this should
Scott.
I think everyone who reads this should do what I do for 15 minutes. Tell Siri to turn VoiceOver on, and then you have to double-tap most functions, and I speed it up to about 70% fast and have fun insertion point at end. Insertion point at end might be like a – is that
– I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, Scott, thanks, buddy. Good to know how you type things out.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I appreciate you listening. All right. Stephanie Rinker.
Ice.
Ice says, sup, fuckers.
Hey, Scott, you should tear
sup,
up.
Sup, fuckers.
Video to you.
Jesus.
Sup, fuckers.
Right after, sup, fuckers.
Right after Kalen said Madeline McGraw. I out loud said, McGraw! In unison with Gary and Matt last at the last show, and I couldn't be more proud. Woof, woof. Love that. Risa Neff. Risa is a listener. He's in Greece for the holidays.
Nice.
Yeah, and he said,
what holidays?
Or, sorry.
Labor Day?
For holidays. Sorry. Oh, okay. Gosh.
He's on vacation. He's a European
nomenclature. Yeah, for holiday.
Yeah, he would. If he gets injured, he would go to hospital.
Risa, yeah, that's right. So Risa says he's in Greece for holiday.
Yeah.
And he's look at us, we really are international.
We are international.
That's so cool.
There's no place like Greece for the holidays.
It was one letter apart, I'm sorry. For holiday.
We have fun.
As this is a safe place, I can ask, Risa says. Should I take pride in the Speedo or rather great shame? My wife is anti, but I'm feeling like I should go for it.
Go with your wife,
it's
dude.
It's beach day.
Go with your happy wife, Speedo. Happy life, man. Especially when it comes to swimwear.
You know, I would like to not agree because
yeah,
I would
right,
like to disagree.
Right,
but yeah, I would say all my swimwear the last few years has been Jen. Matt wants a crack. Matt wants a crack.
Yeah, okay.
He's that's the whole conversation real quick.
The clock.
Okay. And I used to – are you guys like me where you have only one pair of trunks?
No.
Because I
trunks.
Did. Trunks.
Swimsuit.
Swimsuit.
Trunks.
Board shorts. Whatever. Swimsuit. Like you only had one – I had one pair for probably my entire – Well, I only had one pair at a time for like my entire 20s. And the last couple years, like I was just like, oh, we're going swimming. I wear the same pair that I have. Oh, why don't you, Jen will go, why don't you wear your other ones? I'm like, I don't have any other ones. And that's been a conversation that we've had many times throughout our years of dating.
When we went on the first cruise, I tricked one of our sponsors at the time into sponsoring me for the trip. So I had like a bunch of their smart. Swimsuits.
Smart.
Nice. Very smart.
Yeah.
But like, do you guys have more than one typically?
Yeah, I probably have five or
oh,
six.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, Matt,
I don't think I have that
just
many.
I threw one away, or I gave it to Goodwill.
Goodwill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll buy some clothes at Goodwill.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to give all your old shit to Goodwill. Maybe you'll find it again.
I had a bunch of...
I just thought
like,
it
oh,
wasn't...
Oh, shit. Why did I... Oh, guess what I found? Guess what I found this week?
Trunks.
I love country music.
Yeah, you found that shirt. Nice.
I never threw it away.
Oh,
I just
great.
Put it in another drawer for another time. And that
shirt.
Time
until this
arrived.
Moment.
Yeah.
It's a great shirt.
Now. Yeah, so Jen's like, you gotta get more. And like these ones are getting old. So she got now have like three or four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. I've always because I'm surprised you didn't, given that you grew up in a beach city. But you know, sometimes you come in and you got to change out of them, and then you don't want to put on wet. You never want to put on a wet bathing suit if you can avoid it.
Mm, I see. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, just I was able to get by with just one for so long.
And, so was I.
I yeah. could get by.
I didn't have multiple until a few years back.
Yeah. So anyway, but yeah, so Jen got me those, and I wear all the ones that Jen got me. But it's not that I have anything against a Speedo by any means. You're in Greece also. I mean, wear the Speedo if she's okay with it, but she's not. I mean, yeah, just.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what I would say. If the person who's willing to spend their life with you doesn't want to see it, none of us do either.
Gary talks.
Sorry.
I wish you had like a more you know for Gary
Sorry.
Talks.
Pretty safe.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was rough. I'm not, you know.
No, that makes sense. Also,
that's the way I view it.
What are the benefits of the Speedo? Is it the tan lines or what is it the.
I mean, the only person who's going to see the tan lines is your wife. So I don't know.
Well, here's the one thing that I will say.
Unless you're getting into a race.
In that picture, he certainly did look a little bit European.
Yeah.
You know, definitely less likely to be called out as an American, but what's that worth to you? What level of dignity are you willing? At what cost? You know?
Okay.
And think of the collateral damage. Yeah. In this case, there is collateral damage.
Doth.
Everyone else's eyes.
What would it take for you to wear a Speedo at the beach?
Lot of money.
Lot
you
got to
pay me. You got to pay me.
Why? You go sleeveless when you wear shirts, and you can't go legless?
Dude, showing your shoulders is a lot different than showing your thighs.
No way, dude. No, there are just parts of the body that should remain covered.
Ah, okay. Well, we'll set up a GoFundMe, and we will get Dawson in a Speedo.
People would probably go blind.
Well, then we'll know how to type, at least. Okay, let's see here. Let's keep going. The comments going.
About 10 G's.
Oh, geez.
Oh, we can do that. That's so. Yeah. That is so achievable.
I'd do it for 10 grand.
That is so achievable.
Is it just wear it? Or is it like. You
oh,
know,
no. You're
going
to have to do
it
for
10
grand. You're
going
to have to do
beach.
Some gymnastics.
Just wear it at the beach. Yeah. I'll do gymnastics. It's 10 grand.
Tim Blankenship says, Blank Man here.
Sup?
As a nurse, I highly back Meatballs plug. Remember, Meatballs like, hey, this is how you wrap a tourniquet. We did the plugs last week.
Mm.
If anyone needs help applying a tourniquet one-handed to your other arm, the movie Trainspotting is a great educational tool.
Yes. And if anyone else needs to know how to shoot heroin, Trainspotting is also a great tool.
Wow. Yeah, you just learn a lot. I've never seen Trainspotting.
I haven't seen it all the way through. Either.
So
I saw Trainspotting
like
in college. I was dating a girl from somewhere in London, somewhere in the UK, and I couldn't understand a fucking word of Trainspotting going through it.
Right.
And I kept, and she's laughing the whole goddamn time because she totally fucking, she talks this way. And I think I had watched it like three times to finally have the language settle in.
Yeah.
But if you're in college and you go see that, you're like, what the, what? what? What the fuck did he say?
It's almost a different language.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just little bits of English in there.
It's so good.
I know.
It hasn't been stated. It's incredible.
It's a great movie. I love the movie now. But that first time you see it, you know, I was like, what the fuck, dude?
I'm not trying to avoid it by any means. I just haven't seen it. And I think I will.
It's
I will
want to especially. There's some scenes you're going to want to close your eyes, though.
It's not as disturbing as Requiem for a Dream.
Well, if somebody has to wrap their other arm in a tourniquet, a hand trauma seems seems inevitable. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. And lastly, Stuart Bradshaw says, come on, people. Tonic and soda taste completely different. Vodka tonic is superior to vodka soda. And hey, Matt, if something that is carbonation cannot be called water, that was your declaration on tonic water, then why do bubbly, which I'm drinking now, Perrier and San Pellegrino have water in their descriptions? And
yeah, now you sound like my wife when I made the same fucking argument. Shut up. You shut up.
Whoa. No, please stop. Please, will you stop?
And then Stuart ends.
Obviously, they taste different. That was exactly my point. Tonic water and club soda, they do taste totally different, which is why the names are so massively confusing, because they look exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, Stuart ends.
But you can totally taste the difference.
Stuart ends.
That's correct. Yeah. Usually it the wrong way if you bought the wrong thing.
Stuart ends his rant out talking about why they have water in the descriptions with. And that's what's on the menu. A little celebrity Shay, right? We call that? You like celebrity shots?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do some real Shay?
I mean, I told you at the beginning of the show, it's all I'm here for.
Let's go.
Oh, no.
What type of foods might we hear of today? What might be the price? What might be the venue? So let's find out. It's time for Gary to say, hey, Matt.
What's on the spreadsheet?
Ah, very good. Well, gentlemen, I want to welcome you all to the Shay Buffet. You may notice that you all have a tray in front of you, and standing before you in your imagination is a limitless supply of food.
I like
what
where
is
this going
to happen over the course of many episodes. This is not a one-time thing. This is a continuous thing.
Of course.
I'm good.
Like the Hunger Dome, you know, it's got to take some time here.
Like Mammoth.
We are each going to build our dream plate of food. And ultimately, the fans will be voting on who had the best plate. We all in it so far?
How did you play this with your wife?
Well, that's where the rules come in, my friend. As stated earlier, games need rules. Dawson's already losing his shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how long this is going
to explain.
I don't know if he's laughing or crying.
He's not answering. Not a good sign. All right, so here's the deal.
Oh, God. What could go wrong?
take us on this journey, Matt. I just sat down.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The waiter or waitress has asked me what I wanted to drink.
And
I order an iced tea. She says, okay, I'll be right back, but the buffet is over there. Help yourself.
Right.
I proceed to stand up and walk over to the buffet.
I'm going
to
hit the salad bar, bro.
There are five food groups. Thus, there are five categories. You got your fruits and nuts.
Uh-huh.
Your veggies and starches, protein, dairy, and grains. All right? Those are your five food groups.
Yeah, of
you're
course.
Have to pick.
Fruits and nuts, protein, veggies, dairies, grains.
This is what the spreadsheet's for. I'm going to reveal it so you'll be able to track all this in your mind.
Do we get all five?
You're each going to get all five. That's,
okay,
that
cool.
will be the five, you know, the five all right. items on it's your five plate. Groups. But there are five subcategories, you're going to also have to pick from those.
And this is AYCE.
I don't know what that
means. What does that mean?
All you can eat, dude.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's imaginary, Chris.
So,
sure. Well, no, this all you can eat.
You can eat as much of it as you want.
All you can eat. It helps me determine my choices here.
Yeah, I think that's very fair.
Yeah.
Think of the subgroup as the preparation, the way in which the food is prepared. Okay, so the five categories are deep fried, stick food.
Oh, stick food's back.
good.
He's going to wedge that in somewhere.
Stick food.
Definitely
back.
Putting stick food in there. All right.
That category.
Grill / stove / oven. I originally called this cooked over fire, but then my wife explained that it was too confusing. So somebody cooking a grill, a stove, or an oven. Spoons only.
Grilling and ovening. Cold. Different things.
Spoons they only. Are. Spoon food.
Spoon food.
Spoon food's back as well. And served cold.
How
all right?
can you make a steak a spoon food if there's a subcategory?
Well, it'd probably be falling well, into you the fire wouldn't, subcategory.
Yeah, you wouldn't have steak in your spoons only category. That would be fucking
so,
insane.
Try me.
All right.
So they're not actually subcategories. They're above categories.
It's like a column A and a column B. And you okay. got to choose one from column All A and right. one from column B. All and right. ultimately, you will have chosen everything in column A and everything in column B. You okay. just can't do it again.
Now, Matt, in this game, can I assume that it's an apocalyptic scenario and I sharpen my spoon into a knife?
Yes. Ah. Sure, sure.
Okay.
Where do the dice factor in?
That's a great question. I was going to use them to determine the drafting order, but we don't have any dice, so we'll just
we don't have any dice. You have all the dice. So don't say we don't have any dice when you in fact have all the dice.
I guess I could
have. You have more dice than most casinos.
All right. So there's one more twist, though.
Of course.
Oh, good.
One more
fucking
twist.
Oh, thank goodness. Steve Jobs, hit me. One last thing.
After you have said what your course is, what the thing is that's going to be on your plate, nobody else will be allowed to use the components of that dish and anything else on their plate.
It's like the food draft.
I'm going to pick sandwiches
it's like the food
and all
draft.
Y'all are fucked.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple other like kind of sub rules here that we can kind of go through here. This is just based on me trying to play this game and it immediately came up. So I can just tell you guys.
This is based on your wife playing this game against her will and trying to destroy it because she wanted you to say, fine, fucking go watch your show and I'll fucking do this
correct.
By myself.
Matt's very extensive research. Okay, yes. Go ahead.
Now, there are foods like lasagna that do qualify in multiple categories, right? You got the noodles, so you got the grains.
The oven,
You got the oven, right, exactly. So like in a draft, though, you have to have some strategy as to where you're going to put that, and we all need to agree as a group that it's appropriate. So, for example, you cannot draft lasagna as your fruits because there's tomato in it. You know what I mean? That's some bullshit. You can make an argument for it being a protein because there's meat in it.
Right.
Or you
grain.
Know what I'm saying, Chris?
Or grain. You can eat it with a spoon.
Or you could eat it with a spoon.
Or if I eat it cold.
See, there you go, Matt. I think we're headed for fucking disaster.
Cold lasagna is pretty good, dude.
Yeah.
Cold lasagna is not bad.
Cold lasagna is bad.
And it's just, that's totally fine.
My dad
it
used to make lasagna sandwiches. He would actually, this is disgusting. He would actually.
Sounds pretty
good. Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, it sounds
bread,
fucking good to me.
And he'd put mayonnaise on both sides and then put the lasagna in between. It was disgusting.
I'm okay with that.
Now, Matt,
he'd make spaghetti sandwiches too.
Those are great. Spaghetti sandwiches are nice.
Here's the problem with what you're saying is that I agree with you.
Starting to sound like my wife now.
I agree with you that it might be bullshit, but I would also argue that tomato is the one ingredient you cannot make lasagna without.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Well, that leads nicely into another rule to help make this a little bit clearer, which is that.
Don't be annoying.
Pantry items are excluded.
Like non-perishables and Toto?
Yeah, like spices. If, for example,
What about a can of refried beans?
If I choose an omelet and somebody else wants to choose cake later on, I understand you need eggs to make a cake, but you could still choose that because cake is so different from an omelet. So you know what I mean? So, yeah. But
I'm not
going to
pick flour.
Yeah, correct. I was going to get baking soda.
Yeah.
Well, again, people are going to be voting olive on oil. Whose plate there is. If you want one of your foods to be fucking baking soda, then fine. So be it. I don't think that makes sense. All right.
I don't think that part makes sense. He just said
that's
Dawson.
The part. Now, I just thought about this one because we were talking earlier. I'm calling this one the Utah rule.
Oh boy.
No doubles. All right. So one entree only. You cannot do surf and turf. You're not allowed to double down.
Mm-hmm. Surf and turf versus lasagna. That sounds familiar.
So I'm just
familiar.
Using these as examples. Okay. I'm using them as examples. You know, they might come up. Last thing, and I'll just put it to the group.
My gosh.
You're going to fucking break Dawson's brain.
My brain's already broken.
We had something that I called the pork conundrum, which is
the pork
bacon.
Problem was right there.
Yeah, dude.
It was right there. You
what
fucking
are you doing? Yeah. Mm-hmm. What the heck?
Yeah.
I'll ask you guys, if somebody chooses bacon, can somebody else choose a different cut of pork?
You let us know, dude. You're the rule maker.
I think bacon kind of stands as its own thing. Sure. I would allow somebody to have like a ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah. Well, but here's the question.
What if I want a pork chop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
that would be fine, I would say. You could do a pork chop and someone else could have bacon.
So like
bacon
common
is a
sense,
very unique
common
thing.
Sense rules.
Bacon's I can think of only one restaurant that I know of that serves bacon as like presumably an entree. So I don't think that should count. That's more of like a pantry item, I would think.
Bacon?
All right.
It's a utility player.
Yeah. What about
if it's like featured though, if you want a BLT, then I would argue nobody else can really feature bacon anymore.
No, so if
you want, I want bacon wrapped jalapeno poppers.
Mm.
You could have jalapeno poppers, but they couldn't have bacon on it.
So
see, that's a lie.
If I could. So if Gary chooses bacon, then Matt, you're saying that you can choose pancetta and then I could choose guanciale.
Yeah, see, that's why it's a conundrum. You know, it's tough. It's tough to figure out.
The problem is right there. Go for the alliteration, boy.
You guys ready for me to share the spreadsheet with you?
Oh, God.
Oh, beyond ready, Matt.
All right, there you go.
Oh, okay, there it is.
So you guys can see.
Looks a lot more simple on the spreadsheet.
It looks so much more simple, right? You got category A. You got, the preparation.
Why does it say always be funny right there?
That's great. That would be great if it did. And I'll keep track of, who's eaten what and what categories they've used because you can't use the same categories twice. And then in the kind of right
pork
hand.
Pork conundrum. Conundrum.
Yeah.
And then in the top right corner is the not allowed section, which will be sort of a living document as we go through.
You'll
this,
just we'll do that as you go along. And yeah. Like, nope,
we'll
you can't have that on
it.
Your plate.
That's correct. You guys want to try it? We'll just each do one thing. That's all we gotta do, just one thing. All That'll right. be what's on the menu. Okay. That's why I said it's over multiple weeks.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Kalen not allowed to play?
He's allowed to play.
Kalen is
when he's,
yelling
when he's
at
here.
His
here you go.
Right
Kalen. I'll put your
wow,
name on
such
there.
Such smaller Kalen. Font.
I know. That's
does not, he does not matter. Yeah.
Ooh, Command D, huh?
R, fucker.
All right.
D's for down.
What do we got?
Mr. Alliteration.
I don't know.
Chris, I'm gonna let you go first because I
can just pick any food I want.
Choose from
my
press. Yeah, which category? Which type of food? What food group are you choosing from?
Okay. I am going to do grains.
All right. And then
going
how is
the
it prepared?
Grains, baby. What do you got?
It is going to be grill stove oven.
Okay. Grill stove.
So wait,
oven.
Now no one can use the grill, the stove, or the oven?
No, that's everybody gets their chance.
Everyone will get to use that one time.
But no
one
can
one
do
their...
the next thing that Chris picks.
Correct. Whatever Chris
Wait,
says.
So when Chris goes to protein, he's fucked. He can't cook it.
Is this buffet? How good is the quality of food? Is this going to be like standard?
Everything's
buffet?
Like incredible.
Oh, okay. Then I choose pizza.
That's fair. That's good.
That's
is there a particular
food?
Typing? Is there a good topping food. On that pizza?
Yeah.
What do you want on your pizza?
sausage. Or
sausage
pork?
Pizza?
Yeah, you know, it's pork. Yeah.
Not all pork. You want some sausage on your pizza?
Yeah, we'll pork sausage.
Put bacon on it. Put bacon
sausage.
On it, put bacon on it.
Sausage pizza.
Pepperoni.
Okay. You going? Anything else?
Mushrooms.
But see, that's coming out of the
good.
Veggies and the starches.
That's pretty good.
Hold on a second.
Oh, this is great.
He's wrapping it as his grain, though.
I got a
this
dinner.
Is my grain.
This is so
all right, we're stopping there. All right. All right. And so no longer allowed. Sausage. Pepperoni.
I should have had more. I need to add more. I need to add more.
No more mozzarella cheese. Okay. Yeah. No more tomato sauce.
Wow, that's fucked up, dude.
That's rough. And what else is there? And, you know, I guess the pizza crust is the pizza.
Dough?
So that's
obvious.
Oh,
yeah, that's the grain.
Okay. Pizza. We'll just put pizza on there so people remember. All right. Great first. That's a good way to start, Chris.
Yeah.
There are six things gone, and we've been through one person.
Yeah, dude. Can I go next?
No.
Sure.
Dawson can do paella.
Dawson, you can go next.
We're going protein, spoons only, paella.
Ooh,
fun. Lonely. You should look up the recipe on your own time.
Paella. No, we got to figure it out right now. Let's go. Generally, what do we got?
Shrimp, chicken. I can't because sausage is taken.
No. That's right.
Yeah. So your paella is going to be lacking.
Yeah, you're going to have some paella.
So yeah, but I'll have a shitty paella, dude.
I'm changing. Fine. It's now shitty. there's no more rice. That's going to be real hard for us.
I should have ate my pizza with a spoon.
yeah, there's tomato in that too.
Oh, yeah, no tomatoes.
Certainly.
It's shitty paella. We get it.
Yeah, way all easier to cook than ribs.
I think that might be all the ingredients for that one.
I think we
there's
should
talk to somebody. There's a superfood here that we just aren't thinking of.
All right, Gary. What you want?
What
you ordering? What you ordering?
We're going to go protein. We're going to go grill, stove, oven.
I'll change the fonts and shit next time we play this so it's easier to read. Keep going. What are you going to eat? What are you going to eat?
We're going to do steak.
What cut?
We're going to do a bone-in ribeye with some garlic butter on top.
Garlic butter.
You said garlic and butter.
That's right. I did. Well, I understand garlic, how the game's to be played, Dawson.
Garlic and butter are both pantry items, so you don't need to worry about that.
Oh, then can I have some garlic butter with my pizza?
If you want to, but it's not going to be
tomato
taken
sauce
away from
is
our
a pantry wow. item, too. I have it in my pantry.
That's a very good argument.
Well, but this is an awesome place. It's not just tomato sauce. It's actual tomatoes that they make homemade tomato sauce.
Right. You're right. That's pantry item. Yeah.
Tomatoes
so,
are pantry items.
Right. Where are the dice?
I'm taking tomato sauce off of it. All right. We got to add some
bone ribeye. Hey, I have rice in my pantry, bro.
It's true.
Yes, that's true.
Yep.
God damn. Well, again, we're trying to eliminate the ingredients that are part of like the essential presentation of the food. So if it's like really a part of the dish, then I feel like in the spirit of the game, it should be eliminated.
Mm. Put tomato sauce back on then.
Yeah, all right.
I don't keep garlic in my pantry.
Okay, Matt, what are you going to pick?
All right. Well, I'm going to go.
I don't keep butter in there either.
Yeah, that's really bare.
Those shouldn't be. I feel like I should get those off the board.
You want garlic and butter off the board?
I think you're going to get a lot more interesting.
I also have ribeye bones in my pantry.
I give this 2 weeks.
That's four shows, Dawson. I'm going to take the under.
All right.
Oh, if we're playing every time? Yeah.
I'm going to blow all your minds right now with mine. You guys ready for this?
Yeah, oh,
boy. Yo, the you guy
had some time
who
to think about
the inventor.
This.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
What do you got?
I'm going veggies / starches.
Bullshit you are.
You gonna ratatouille? You're just taking them all off the table.
He's gonna
stick food.
Gonna take baked potato.
Stick food. Are you going kebabs? What is he doing?
French fries.
Oh, well, potatoes are definitely pantry food.
Wait,
so I'm not
because
worried.
They're shaped like sticks.
They're sticks. Are they not sticks?
Stick food is food that's on a stick.
On a stick or as a stick.
On the thing.
It could also be in stick form.
I will not read the fine print.
Pretzel sticks.
You got to read the fine print.
Goddamn cock.
I know. I didn't know it was on or as either.
Yeah. On or as. Like, that's self-evident.
Okay. Oh.
All right. Well, Kalen's going to have to pick his next dish next time we see him. And until then, that's what's on the menu.
You wish. Good job, dude.
Great job.
Thank you.
Fries as stick food, you're going to cause riots, my friend.
On or as.
Be warned. All right. Be warned. All right. Yep. Well, you guys want to get your plugs in?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Woo! I need a Jameson to look at for a few minutes, to be honest, after that one. Okay, well, why don't we get our plugs in? I'll start. to my right. Dawson, what do you suggest everyone check out?
I laughed my ass off today. I listened to
our podcast? No. Oh, that's so cool.
Jim Florentine and Don Jameson just released volume 6 of their terrorizing telemarketers CDs, where they take telemarketer calls and then they just fuck with them.
Yeah.
And it's
I'm going to kill you.
Tears were rolling down my face today. So check it out. It's called Terrorizing Telemarketers, Don Jameson and Jim Florentine. It's like if you laughed at the Jerky Boys stuff, you'll fucking die at this. It's crank anchors, essentially.
And it's fun because they call
people who deserve it.
Yeah.
All right, Matt, what about you?
Let's see. Follow me on Twitter at Matt Fondelier. Check out a new true crime segment on our Patreon show called Sword and Scales, hosted by Kalen Bean. It was one of the most terrifying stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Something will die on Sword and Scales.
I think Kalen is actually doing research as we speak.
He is.
He's doing field research right now.
He might be getting his third story.
All right. Yeah, definitely check out the Patreon. Gary, what's up with you?
That's what's up with me. Check out our Patreon. If you want to hear the hit that's taking Salt Lake City, that is Sword and Scales. And I assume we'll be playing more of the, what's it called? The Shea Fonda Buffet?
The Shea Buffet.
Shea Buffet.
Taking your name out of it entirely. Selfless. I like it. So patreon.com/watercooler to check out both of those things.
Yeah. And as for me, I'm playing at this place in Long Beach called The Ordinary, but it ends with IE. Ordinary.
Is it in the Inland Empire?
No, it's in Long Beach.
Long Beach, yeah. Oh, I see. But
they really mean for example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is September 30th.
Nice.
I think it's a Friday. Yeah. So just, end of the month. If you want to come out and say hi, let's do that.
Nice.
I could be wrong about that date.
Probably.
So just hit me up on, online if you actually are interested in coming. And yeah, thanks again to everybody for sharing the show with a friend, telling your friends about it, playing in front of your friends, and just getting this community to be a lot larger, because it's a really fun place to be in. I highly, highly recommend it. All right, that'll do it for Water Cooler. We'll see you later this week for Patreon. We love you. Goodbye.
Ruh, 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 ruh,